The other day, I was listening to Llamacon while I was working on my farm, and the big highlight of the talk was the Zuck and Satya Nadella talking about how much code AI is writing right now inside of Meta and Microsoft, respectively. Within Microsoft, the claim is that as much as 30% of their code is AI generated. And the Zuck was a bit more vague and kind of just projected that up to 50% AI utilization would be achieved within Meta by some future date. But when you look at these AI workloads within the context of layoffs in big tech, it's got people wondering what the future of software development is going to look like. There's some kids with passions for programming right now that might be looking to make a career out of it, and they're wondering, is it even worth it anymore in the era of vibe coding? And the truth is that software development will still be a career for a very long time if you really use these tools. It doesn't matter whether we're talking about ChatGPT, Claude, or whatever, these fancy AI tools, they really just allow for increased productivity when they're in the hands of a competent user. And competency is the key word here. I've used different AI tools for my own software development jobs with varying results, but the real aha moment about these models came to me when I was doing the opposite of programming, which was using my new framing nailer to work on a breeding coop for my ducks and chickens. I thought about how, when projects like this were being done 100 plus years ago, you would have needed several people to take on a project like this, or certainly you would on a bigger project, like if you were building a house for people instead of chickens. And to fasten these 2x4s, 100 plus years ago, the best option you had was a hammer and nails. And since hammers were cheap and plentiful even back then, all the guys in the neighborhood would get together to nail some wood together because anyone can swing a hammer. But actually, few people can swing a hammer right. As primitive as a hammer and nails may seem to someone with a framing nailer, there's a vast amount of knowledge gained beyond hammer swinging in the 5,000 or so hours you might spend on the job site to master the art of hammer swinging. When you have to go through the work of driving a nail manually, you'll learn pretty quickly how to avoid splitting your wood or make sure that things are actually lined up properly before you fasten them, and most importantly, how to fasten things so that your structure doesn't fall down on you. Because even though these power tools can clearly increase your productivity and allow for one person to complete the amount of work that a team of people might need, the power tools can also get you into way more trouble than with the hammer and nails approach. And obviously, the same is true for coding. If you search up a problem on Stack Overflow, for example, which was considered the Meta before vibe coding, there were so many things that were tangentially related to your original query that you could get exposed to. You could go down an entire rabbit hole, which might lead to you having a realization that makes you reconsider the entire structure of your project early on instead of later on when refactoring all your code would be more difficult. And before that, when all you had was the manual for whatever software you were using, you would become deeply familiar with it, practically memorize the entire thing, and then become the wizard in your work group that has esoteric regex knowledge or something like that. So, what we're seeing here is hopefully some of the less talented hammer swingers at Microsoft and other big tech companies being laid off. And I think the most recent wave of layoffs were actually mid-level managers, so perhaps nothing of value was really lost here. But there's increasing evidence that in Microsoft, there's a lot of people making a mess with power tools that are available to them right now. Obviously, Windows has gotten buggier and more bloated over time. The start menu in Windows 11 is literally a React Native application that creates a spike in CPU usage every time you push the start button. Older computers, they used to have a turbo button that you could press on them, but now spamming the Windows key is the go slow button. Now, perhaps it was purely human intelligence or unintelligence that introduced this particular bit of bloat into the Windows operating system, but I suspect that it was AI, not just because the CEO claims that, well, AI is doing almost one third of the workload within the company, but from my experience, working with these models, they essentially condense information that is available on the web from Stack Overflow and places like that. And I guess people just get told more often than not, if they vaguely ask how to build a UI, that they should do it in React. So even though from a system architecture standpoint, building something as fundamental as the application menu with React Native is absolutely bonkers, that reasoning just didn't make its way into the development of the project because AI loves to eat RAM and loves bloated software that eats more RAM. And this kind of thing is going to keep on going on, especially if AI really is doing as much software development as these CEOs are saying it is. But if we assume that that is really what's happening, big tech is going to start accruing a really big technical debt, which could be a really big money maker for those of you starting off in software development, especially if you're up to date on information security, because that is where the biggest technical debt gets paid. People are going to have these big, complicated projects that are riddled with AI hallucinated code that's just going to be a minefield of vulnerabilities in the future. And personally, I would charge people a lot more money to fix AI spaghetti code or to audit it or to test these kinds of programs. I mean, it's just like anything else. If you replace your toilet and like if you tried replacing your toilet yourself and you did something real dumb like you used wood screws and bubble gum to mount it to the floor and then all of a sudden your toilet inevitably leaks, then a plumber is going to charge you a lot more money to fix it than if you would have just let him mount your brand new toilet that you bought correctly the first time. In either instance, there's going to be a lot of really shitty situations coming to a daily stand-up near you. But the most important thing to remember is if you really enjoy programming, which is hopefully why you decided to make a career out of it in the first place, right? I mean, hopefully you're trying to make money doing something you at least somewhat enjoy. Then putting in the time to become a master at that craft should become a breeze. And if you have the creativity to do something novel and unique within the medium of programming, then AI is absolutely no danger to you, because despite how good the large language models might be, the AI might be at searching the web and helping to autocomplete your code that might take you an hour to do if you were to search the web manually, it really seems to break down when you force it to get creative or just do something that's outside of the box, something that's completely in the opposite direction of what everyone on Stack Overflow is doing. And maybe that creativity is going to be the last edge that programmers are going to have against AI for the foreseeable future. Now, if your approach to programming is just crapping out a to-do app or a Rust rewrite of an existing program or some other slight modification of an app or game and you're hoping to ship that, then you might actually be in trouble with AI. You might want to go get you a framing nailer and switch careers while you still can. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to Hack the Algorithm, and check out my online store, based.win, where you can buy my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% discount store-wide when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.